We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, our 8 o'clock hour. In this hour, you're not going to believe it. Michael Irvin has changed his mind about the Eagles being a dynasty.
Shocking.
Really?
Now he thinks his beloved Cowboys are. What a fraud.
I was getting chummy with him,
we'll
too.
We'll get to him later, though. I have a hero on the line. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. We all better give some thanks to this man. He is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Ladies and gentlemen, the hero of Sunday's game, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. First of all, well, he wasn't the only hero. Jalen did some of the work there, too. But, Brandon, thank you. Do you realize you made Thanksgiving better for the city of Philadelphia when you got that sack on the final drive?
Man, I'm thankful that we all went out there and got it and tightened up because, you know, the beginning of that game, we was making some mistakes and, you know, we just wasn't being us. And I'm just happy that we tightened up at the right time because time definitely wasn't on our side at first. And then we made some plays to put us back in the game.
All right. I want to talk about your sack because it really cemented the win at a time when I was real nervous about Matt Ryan going down the field. So let's do that. You're getting ready for third down play. That's Brandon Graham time. Big moment time. Did you ask to switch to the other side? What happened just before the snap on that play, Brandon?
No, it's different. Like, so it's all about who's in at the time. So I know we like playing certain sides. So me and Hassan was in, and I know Hassan like going to the left side. And so left side of the line. And I was like, you know what? I done played both sides. And that's every time me and Hassan in, I always go to the right side, the left tackle side. And, you know, it just so happened that on that play, I've been watching him and Sweaty go at it. And, you know, I've seen Sweaty beat him a couple times with edge rushes. So I was like, you know what? I see how Matt Ryan's sitting in the pocket. I'm going to just bull rush this time because he keeps stepping up. And, you know, that's what he wants us to do, go up the field. And so I bull rushed him, man, and Matt Ryan was standing right there. Man, I couldn't believe it. And I didn't even know if he had the ball. I just jumped on him. I didn't see nobody but him when I got done bull rushing the one lineman. And, man, I was so happy that we killed that drive because, man, we needed it. You definitely know we needed it.
All right, you've done this a lot in your career, Brandon. Big moment, big play. Do you say in the moment before the snap, we got to do something big here? Do you remind yourself, do you maybe go up a gear to make that play in that moment? What are you thinking just before that snap?
Man, that whole moment is what a D-line lives for. We live for pass rush moments. And what we talked about on the sideline, like, because I remember Coach Sirianni ran up on me because we've been talking about it all week. You got to earn your rushes because that just means we got to stop running in order for us to get rushes. And so that's what we were saying all week. We got to earn the right to rush. And so in that moment, we knew we had to rush. And we knew we had our time to rush. And I was licking my chops just like others was licking theirs because we know we got to make a play. And we don't know who's going to make it. But I know that our mindset, everybody on that line was like, man, it's pass rush time. Now let's go out there. Let's go make a play.
I kind of knew it was going to be you because I've seen you do it so many times. When you've got Matt Ryan down and you're on the ground there, could you describe what that feels like?
Man, I had a dance that I wanted to do, and I couldn't even do it because I was so excited. Especially because of what I did last game, man. It was just like I just wanted to make up for what I did last game. And, you know, if I did make the sack or not, whoever made the sack, you know, I was just happy that, you know, I at least made up, you know, for what I did last game with a dub, you know. And now I know, yeah, you're just going to keep playing one game at a time. We needed that one.
All right, let's talk about the arrival of two big bodies in the middle there, Sue and Joseph. How much of a difference did they make, Brandon?
Man, big difference. big difference, especially, you know, when you got Fletch and Hargrave get out. You know, you got Milton, who I felt like Milton stepped up. Milton Williams, you know what I'm saying, stepped up in a big way.
Yep.
That's just because I feel like, you know, it's the competition that's there. Because, you know, you got Sue and you got Linval. Linval came in, great attitude. Sue came in, great attitude. Just wanted to fill in where he where it was needed. And, man, that's what you want from vets coming in that them started wherever they went. But now they're coming in being a role player, and they enjoying their role, man, because they came in right away just excited to be a part of something special. And that's why they're here. That's what the message I got from Howie, you know, bringing them boys in. And now, man, I'm loving it because them boys look like they've been playing with us for a minute. They didn't even seem, like, out of game shape or nothing. They just look like they just picked up right where they left off.
Well, that's what I don't understand. You got like a month-long training camp. You got all this prep. These guys are on the couch, Brandon. They're in their 30s. They come in off the couch and they could do that right away. Joseph had like 28 or 29 snaps. How do you do that?
Man, you know what? That's 13-year vet right there. Hey, that's just like with myself. I'm like, hey, you know, it's like, man, you just pick up where you left off. I'm sure they sore, though. I'm sure that they're going to have to push through that part of it. But I know that these boys, man, they know, they got the mindset. They know what it is already as far as, you know, being in the game. They know what to expect. They know it was going to be hard coming out. It probably wasn't as bad, too, because they got spread it out over the periods of the game. It's not like you got to go every snap. And so, yeah, I think them boys only going to keep getting better as they keep practicing and keep getting in shape over this next month. And, man, we're going to need them for this run that we're trying to make.
All right, so on Sunday night, you're going to look across the line at a man you faced before, Aaron Rodgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get him down, will you – I mean, that's a Hall of Famer, Brandon, right? Will you say something to him? How do you feel about facing a guy who's done as much as he has in the game?
Man, you know what? That's the only person I haven't got.
Oh, you haven't got him yet?
I haven't got Aaron at all. And, man – I will say, like, he's a great quarterback. We already know Hall of Fame, you know what I'm saying, 1 point last year, MVP, you know, all that stuff. And it's like, man, you still got to respect him because he's a gamer. You know, he's a baller. Mm. And so I just know that we got to go out there and we got to make sure we take care of business because you see, like you said, who switched sides? Irvin switched sides.
Oh, well, that's my last question. I want to, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I know you're going to have a great day with your family. But, Brandon, I'm rooting against the Cowboys when they face the Giants. What should the Eagle fans do? They're waiting for your guidance.
Oh, hey, that's what we're doing. We're doing exactly what you just said. We rooting for them birds, and we're rooting for them Cowboys to get beat because, you know, I'm sure – that's what everybody's been waiting on the Cowboys to make a big game like they did against the Vikings and all they back now. You know, I'm excited, man, because it just makes it that much more fun, you know, working and, you know, getting ready for this NFC's end because it's setting up. It's getting set up for the end, man, like to where who's going to win it? Who's going to win it at the end?
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to put my tips on us because we out here, you know, just getting better every week.
Well, you guys made our Thanksgiving better, and you're continuing to help in the community. You have now joined the board of directors of the Ed Snyder Youth Hockey and Education. Tell me what that's about. Why did you jump in on that one, Brandon?
Man, I just love what they stand for, what they all about. You know, I got an opportunity from a friend to be a part of the board, and I went to meet with the guys, you know, Scott and Bill. And we got to talking about some things, you know, that they do already and that I fit right in on. And, man, it was just a perfect fit. And it was just cool because, you know, just reading over everything and seeing what they've done in Philly. And I didn't realize how big everything was. And I just got Ed Snyder's book. I'm gonna read that. I wanted to be a part of something special now that I'm living in Philly. And, man, that's a great, great start for me being a part of this board because they're going to keep me busy, keep me active in the community. And, you know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Well, I want you to know that I'm thankful for Brandon Graham. Thank you again. Matt. You made our holiday better, Brandon. Thank you. And Jalen did a great game. Great finish for the Eagles on Sunday. Thank God.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, man, I love when I can get you saying some good stuff, man. That's all I care about. That's my goal every week.
Well, it doesn't happen every week, but it did this time. Brandon, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, talk to you soon. Happy-